This is Fresh Air. Another new streaming service launched this week. This one comes from NBC Universal and is called Peacock. It premiered with thousands of hours of old programs as well as a sampling of new ones. Our TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
As streaming TV services go, we already have a lot of options that weren't available a year ago. Some wonderful ones like Disney Plus, and some terrible ones like Quibi. There's also Apple TV Plus and HBO Max, and now there's Peacock from NBC Universal. You can get a basic package of Peacock for free, which includes TV series like Frasier, movies like Jurassic Park, and some new Peacock originals, which I'll get to in a minute. But the Peacock folks aren't in this just to give out freebies. For a monthly fee of about $5, you can become a subscriber to Peacock Premium, which provides access to an even larger library of movies and TV shows, and access to NBC's talk shows and some network sporting events. And if you double that fee, paying about $10 a month, you get all that without any advertising. As with any streaming service, the decision of whether Peacock is worth the money is up to you. For me, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, and Disney Plus, for starters, have enough inventory and quality originals that I consider them valuable enough to add to my monthly bills. And Peacock, even in its free version, has some excellent offerings. The movie E.T. the Extraterrestrial, for example, and the entire series run of Friday Night Lights. As for Peacock's original series, most of them are decidedly average. The programs for kids aren't even as good as the new ones on Disney Plus. And most of the new shows for adults aren't that good either. Especially a new miniseries version of Brave New World that plays more like a dull remake of Westworld. But there are two new Peacock programs that are worthwhile. One that I like, and one that I love. And both, coincidentally, are all about the secret gathering of intelligence by government agencies. The one I like is a comedy called Intelligence, which is created and written by Nick Mohammed. He plays a low-level British spy whose agency makes room for a visiting American counterpart named Jerry Bernstein, played by David Schwimmer from Friends. Schwimmer plays him as a cocky, ugly American, so sure of himself that he's oblivious to how irritating he is to many of those around him. That's the same basic approach another Friend star, Matt LeBlanc, took when he played an exaggerated version of himself in the hilarious Showtime sitcom called Episodes. And in Intelligence, Schwimmer displays this the most, and the best, when he clashes with his British counterpart and boss, Christine, played by Sylvester LeTuzel.
All right, everyone, listen up. I am now your best possible resource. I'm here for you. So I want you to use me, exploit me, punish me. I want to feel as if I've been uploaded into each and every one of you, even you guys.
What are you doing?
I'm just welcoming everyone. Can we get them to stop?
No, we're in the middle of something. Bank of England. No American liaison required, sadly.
Okay, listen, I just want to say, I'm really excited about this. I think we can learn a lot from each other, especially from me.
It'll be a pleasure collaborating with one of our oldest and closest allies. Welcome to GCHQ.
Thank you. Back to work, everyone!
On the more serious side, there's a drama series called The Capture, which has haunted me ever since I previewed it. It's set in England and is created, written, and directed by Ben Chanan. It starts off as the story of Sean Emery, a British soldier with a complicated past. He was imprisoned for war crimes after serving in Afghanistan, then released when video footage of the incident surfaced and exonerated him. The very night he was celebrating his release with his lawyers, he ended up in custody again, this time accused of murdering one of his attorneys, Hannah, who was last seen with him on London City surveillance cameras. A detective inspector on the case, played by Holiday Granger, interrogates him, and her initial theory is that he may have no memory of his own violent actions. Sean is played by Callum Turner.
What do you remember, Sean? Did you lose control?
I didn't speak to him about my sister.
Mr. Hall's gone home.
I thought I had the right to a phone call.
Phone calls are at my discretion. So why don't we sit down together and try and figure out what happened between you and Hannah Roberts?
Give me a phone call.
For a while, that's how the capture develops. But then it turns out that the video catching Sean in the act may be a deep fake. And if so, made by whom? And if that video can't be trusted, what else and who else is being manipulated? Throughout the capture, scenes are photographed or punctuated from the points of view of remote cameras. It's a sinister perspective that keeps getting more threatening. By the time the first season of the capture is over, I realized the threat it was dramatizing about what happens when people do or don't believe what they see on video is even more potentially menacing in theory than it is in this particular miniseries. Watching the capture on Peacock may not be a way to escape reality. For that, there are plenty of other TV shows and movies. But it sure is a thought-provoking new way to look at it.
David Biancooley is editor of the website TV Worth Watching and professor of TV studies at Rowan University.